Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Just people thought Queen Elizabeth, ironically Queen Liz, is a lizard. I don't know why I put it in past tense. She's fine, I assume.
I don't know. There is time between now and release date.
Oh, fuck. Alex, no! Hello, and welcome to the 33% Majority, a talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, the one and only, Ashley Hall.
No, I think you'll find I'm the host, Tim Hutchinson, Tom's dad.
Ooh. Tim, it's nice to have you on. I'm actually the real host, though, Alex Springthorpe.
Surprise guest host. It's Tim, totally not Tom. Tim Tom.
I am Tom's dad, and I'm just here to give you guys a daddy's perspective.
Oh, Tim. Well, I mean, it's been a while since we last spoke. How have you been?
Well, doing general dad stuff, lots of cider, lots of not much else.
Okay. Fair
I
enough.
Yeah.
Where's Tom?
Oh, Tom said he was going to clear this with you. He just had better things to do and didn't want to podcast tonight. So,
okay. See, it's usually Tom that looks after our emails, so maybe that one's gone to spam and we didn't see it. Okay, well, no, thanks very much for joining, Tim.
Well, that's fine. Well, Tim, you can join us then in thanking all of our listeners so far. It's been phenomenal. I think we've had some real good feedback. We had some lovely people share our Instagram, which is the 33% Majority. That's with the percent, not the symbol, because Instagram wouldn't let us have it. Those selfish fucks want the symbols for themselves, and I'm not here for it.
So that's at the 33% Majority, all one word, no symbols.
Yes.
No symbols, which is a bloody outrage.
No, it has been, on a realsies, it has been real nice kind of watching the growth. You guys are obviously really liking this weird thing we do, so that's lovely. Thank you all so much for listening. We've had some...
Guys, it's Tom, I'm back.
Growth.
Hey.
Tom, your dad was here, and it was really weird for a bit. It was really weird, and I was frightened, and I missed you.
I realised I hadn't told you guys that he was picking up, so, yeah. No, I don't want a cider. No cider whilst I'm recording, no.
What he gets like, Tim.
No, Dad. I'm...
Timmy, you know what he gets like after a cider.
Dad, I
right.
Thank you
Ash,
for the they're having I am a, trying to record.
They're having a dad fight over there. You've been looking after the Instagram. How's it all going? Have you heard from any
it's
listeners?
It's going phenomenal. I have. We have some feedback from some lovely people saying that it was really good. And then we had a really cool artist called Megan Tompkins, whose Instagram handle you should all look at. She gave us a share and messaged us to say that she was enjoying it at work, which was super nice. Like the feedback that people
Thanks,
just give
Megan.
You. So it's Megan Tompkins _ creative. She did some like tiger prints that I think I'm going to buy for the office, you know. I think I might.
Also, just to point out that we're actually really happily surprised by sort of the spread of the listenership as well.
Yeah,
we've got people in the US. We've got some people in Germany.
Some lovely
some
Germans.
Finns. I was going to say something in Finnish, but what I didn't do at this point, gentlemen, was prepare. If you want to give me a few minutes,
okay,
I can practice some Finnish if you want.
Do you know?
I mean, if you're really desperate to
just
say
in
it.
In the background of life, maybe towards the end it comes out, you know? Ooh. Naturally.
I'm going to do the whole outro in Finnish.
Cool.
Good God,
cool,
that'd
cool,
be
cool.
impressive. I was about to ask, what language do the people of Finland speak? But it's probably Finnish, isn't it?
And that's enough.
And
anyway, shall we do podcast, gentlemen?
We should do
Let's
podcast.
Let's do podcast. I'm going to kick off then. I'm the host to begin with.
He's going to kick off.
Go on then.
Guys, I don't know how to tell you. I've got some bad news.
You're pregnant.
No, actually, that would be excellent news. No. I don't know, I've been so wrapped up in podcast land, I haven't turned on the television in what feels like a year.
Okay.
Apparently, there is this strange new illness ripping its way across the globe. there's lockdowns everywhere. It's not sounding like an excellent thing, really.
It's been sad and not good, yes.
Yeah.
It's been hectic.
But at least over here in the UK, we are, by the looks of things, preparing to exit this period of lockdown and darkness and sorrow. So I wanted to know if you guys had any tips and tricks for the ladies and gentlemen at home for when we do emerge from this murky point in history.
Yeah, I've got one right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
So what you need, right, is a sign that says, don't hug me. Because I hug like four people in my life. I'm a hugger. Like, for those four people, I'm real touchy-feely. Two of those people are here now.
Bloody
honoured. Tom.
Yeah.
And the other is my missus. That's three. And then the fourth is probably like one of my nieces or nephews, depending on which one's not crying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's five. Then, yeah. That's five then, actually.
Well, you know, it's
it?
One of them at a time. I can't hug them both because they're different sizes.
So,
and it doesn't make sense.
I mean, by that logic, you've hugged all five of us at the same time.
Yeah, so you exclusively hug everyone at one time.
Yeah, of course. You guys don't do that, is that?
Well, I mean, I live in London. I live in London. You guys are both very much further away from me, so that makes hugging the two of you at the same time, as I'm also hugging my partner, maybe my mum and dad as well, pretty tough.
It's like a whole day
out for
you.
I mean, daddy's here, but... You've got
to, like, book a train ticket to organise that sort of event.
Yeah, and I hate trains.
Sorry, Ashley, a big sign that says, don't hug me.
Perfect.
Big signs.
Yeah, because everyone's 2 meter distance in, and then everyone's talking about how
Ashley,
when
the
distance
is over.
Actually,
this is for when we have emerged, and everything's okay again. Everything's all right now, and if you wanted to, you could hug. Is the sign...
Yeah, but
just in case
want
somebody wants to hug and you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to be touchy-feelied.
But I suppose, like, obviously, as we're sort of leaving coronavirus restrictions, I actually think it's a good thing to maybe hang on to some of the things that we've learned after being in a lockdown and having a sort of global pandemic. Because for me, one thing that's disappeared that I'm super happy about and I would love to continue into normal life is handshakes, because I would say probably 20% of the handshakes you actually get are good. The other 80%, they're wet, they're limp, you sort of connect hands
a wet
too aggressively
is
and
not
it
ideal.
Hurts. Yeah, no, exactly.
That's not
so,
the strategy,
I mean, for me, I'll be going into sort of like, I'll be emerging from this hovel that is my house, you know, at the beginning of June. Telling people that, no, I'm okay without handshaking, thank you.
Oh, okay. No, I got the wrong end of that stick, because I'm all for a handshake. I like a handshake.
That's fair.
It's like, Ashley is anti-hug. It's, for me, it's a business hug. It says, hello, it's time for a business, and I trust you to not break this.
It's a hand hug. Right. Okay.
A little hug for your hands. I'm sold on handshakes, you know. At the start of this, I was like those wimpy handshake guys. You know, like where you just tickle the palm and be like, oh, hello.
Yeah. Hello, but you've been practicing just... every night in the mirror.
I've got one of those grip machines. I bet it broke someone's wrist. Just coming in quick with that sweet handshake. Other good etiquette things. Being kinder. Be nice.
Oh, it'll be so nice. Yeah. Imagine you're walking down the street and an old person is coming towards you and you want to show them you're not a threat, so you give them a smile. In a maskless society, imagine the old person smile. That'd be lovely. Look, I'm not threatening. These are all of my teeth. None of them are sharp. I'm not going to get you.
This is
as if that's the reason people don't trust people. You know what I mean? More we might have sharp teeth. Just everyone's terrified of vampires.
For the last year, all I've done is wear like tracksuit bottoms. And when I go out and walk the dog, I'm in a big old coat, right? And so that plus mask and an old person, I would imagine I look terrifying to
somebody's grandma. Yeah, you're a mugger
grandma.
Boy. You look like a mugger
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I just want to, I can't wait to just be able to grin at somebody and say, good evening, how's your day been?
Hello.
Yeah, I really despise that actually. Yeah. Yeah.
When you say hello without the smile, it comes across as weird, doesn't it? That's
hello.
When you've got your teeth out, you can be like, hello, with a smile, and they can see that, like, from especially my face, I've got a dead goofy grin. Oh, that's, yeah, with a mask on as well.
That's not good. That's evening. Not good.
Just getting real close. Through my mask, yeah. I can smell your perfume. Margaret, you smell phenomenal.
Oh my god, this is just getting so creepy. Please, no more.
Okay, I'm putting the mask. I'm taking the mask off and I'm smiling, and all of a sudden it's, oh, Margaret, I like your perfume. You smell great.
That would be lovely. Once we can go back to making old people not feel threatened. Oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alex, obviously this was your suggestion, but do you have anything that you want to sort of like remind people of or make anybody aware of whilst we're sort of preparing?
No, I did my bit. I thought of the section, so then I asked you guys, and that's where then you do it for me. That's how it's gone
well,
so
I've
far.
I've got one really good right. idea.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
At the minute, you can't eat on buses or anything, or have a drink on buses, because you have to take your mask off to do it, and then everyone looks
I can't
at you like
go out on a lovely
child.
Dinner date on a bus like how I like to.
Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to not having masks on and sharing my food with strangers on the bus. Oh, hello, Steve. Did you finish your work? Would you like some chips? I've got some chips, Steve.
Come on over, Steve. Come and enjoy this vegetable
Steve,
tandoori dish I've prepared.
Forget this 2 meters, Jobby. Come sit here. I've got some candles,
come on,
a dinner cloth, and some snails that I've
brought a whole quesadilla with me. Come on.
Oh, I'll start this end. You start the other, and we'll see where we meet.
We'll French
we'll
poodle
meet
it.
In the
no,
middle.
That's not the thing.
We'll meet in the middle.
We'll meet in the middle. That's a song title, that is.
That is a song
Wait,
title.
Didn't Black Eyed Peas do that?
I'll meet you halfway.
Halfway.
Right after yep. the red peppers and the cheddar cheese. Crunch, we'll be riding this. Bus Ooh. To town. And we'll yeah. crunch on this snack. Just me and my friend Steve. Whoa.
Oh, I love Steve. Ooh, harmonizing. That was perfect. I love
Thank
that.
You.
That's my new
I can't
tone.
Bite down any further than this.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then Steve's going to look you in the eye and sing the next line.
No, I think Steve got off the bus quite quickly.
Didn't even want to share the escargot. And I bought profiteroles for dessert.
Steve didn't really want the romantic stagecoach dinner, did he?
No. I'm outraged by that. I put the emphasis in the wrong place there.
Yeah, he didn't want your profiteroles, Ashley. You bought your microwave and everything.
Just me with one of those flambés and a blowtorch.
Flambé?
Yeah, I'm going to set fire to a dish to cook it. Flambé.
Oh, okay.
Flim-flam. Right. Listen, I'm sick flambé. Of my pronunciation being terrible.
Okay.
What can we do to fix it?
It's an absolute sham, Milam Mambalam.
It's oh, don't bring
no.
him back.
Nothing? No laughs? That
no.
was
good. I'm not laughing at that because it'll remind me of the trauma of not being able to say M. Night Shyamalan. I googled it and that's how you say it, so.
His email was very, very harshly worded.
It was just him misspelling my name 8 times in a row out of spite.
Asshole.
Sorry, what was that, Dad?
Oh,
sorry,
no.
Dad?
Timmy.
No, so sorry. Basically, that was a joke from an... yes, Dad, I understand he didn't pronounce the director's name right. It was a joke from another episode.
Timmy, you should go back and listen
Tim,
to it.
Tim, it's available on Spotify.
Timmy, for context, go back and listen.
What if Tom's just sat in an empty flat just talking to himself? Like, what if... Tom, do you ever worry that we're not here?
I'm not just staring at a door and talking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, promise. What if your dad just kicked that door down now?
My dad was here.
And on that note, we've done this for a year. What are we doing to not lock down anymore? How are we unlock-upping?
I'm having dinner with people on the bus, and then also I'm going to invite everybody, one person from every household in the UK to my house.
Oh, God. I mean,
how many people's that likely to be?
Got at least 5. I'm going to have to buy quite a few bags of Doritos. Other brands of
I'm
crisps
sure
are available.
Have to do that.
I think they'll all fit. I think they'll all fit. Because like, you can start stacking, can't you?
Well, if we get a blender installed just underneath the door, you could fit every person in then.
This is becoming crime.
I don't know. I feel like volumetrically there's going to be some issues.
There's so few problems a blender can't solve, though.
Yes, but
like,
from
what's difficult when it's juice, really?
But from a legal perspective, I really wouldn't blend humans just to get them to come to your end of coronavirus.
No, like,
house
what are
party.
They going
to
do, Tom? What are they going to do? Yeah, fucking come on in and arrest me. Oh no, officer, you've become juice too. Oh, I've had a court letter come through. I've been summoned. I'm going to go to jail for 12 years because I murdered that man. Oh, no. My letter is juice.
Oh, everything. Really, deep down, everything's already juice, isn't it? Let's all just accept the reality that life is juice.
We have spiraled so hard.
I think that there is only one. There is only ever one outcome in life. And it's everything is just on its way to become juice. And sometimes, if you've got a blender, you can just help it along its way.
You cannot destroy juice. You can only transfer juice.
Well, I suppose human beings...
Juice never dies.
Human beings and most creatures are basically in a perpetual state of decay, just on their way to becoming juice. So, yeah, I subscribe to that theory too, yeah.
Any living organism is just juice waiting to happen. You've got to seize the opportunity... When life gives you people, make juice.
When life gives you lemons, that's the deepest metaphor for life. When life gives you lemons, you make some lemon juice, don't you?
Okay.
And if that doesn't speak to you as a person, then we can't be friends.
Welcome to the spiritual episode of the 33% Majority, where we really bed in and get to the
it's
root
entropy,
of all
baby.
Evil in the world.
Yeah, we really solve the human condition here.
Any problem is just juice waiting to happen. Sometimes you gotta grab your blender and set it to pulse.
Grab the blender by the blades. That's hard to say. Don't grab the blender by
don't
the blades.
Don't do that.
By blades.
Don't
that's
even try
terrible.
And say the sentence,
yeah,
actually.
What about the plug? Now the whole blender is spinning round.
Oh,
this
dear.
Is chaotic.
Actually, this is the worst juice I've ever had.
Well, you're aiding the whole room and your hands to becoming juice. If it's that, if you're aiming to juice everything but the juicer, the best way of doing that's to hold it by the blades.
Huh?
You can trust me; I'm smart.
Once you've solved all of your problems, the only problems remaining are the blenders. So then you've got to blend the blenders. I get where you're coming from, mate. I don't think this is too profound. I think this is a really rational train of thought. I
like a black hole.
So anyway, my stocks in mop companies have gone right up.
Mop companies.
We have meandered so far from the original topic. We have meandered so far from coronavirus.
It's good that you say the word meander, Tom, because what is that word so commonly associated with? A river.
Juicy
and
rivers.
Once I'm done solving all the world's problems, it'll be the world will be a river of juice. And that's why you should vote for me.
I vote Alex for Juice Commander 2021.
I vote to leave this podcast.
Alex's middle name is Juicy. You're not allowed. You'll get Juicy.
It's Jeffrey.
Is that
but
what you want?
That's pretty fucking close to Juicy.
We'll get your dad to replace you, Tom. Don't think you're irreplaceable. Your dad's right there.
No, Dad. No.
He won't juice around.
No, not right now. It's if I leave.
Get on mic, Timmy. I miss Timmy.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Tim. I've got a question. Why did you name your son you, but with a different vowel?
The birth certificate was in front of me.
That letter wasn't available on that episode of Countdown.
I was told by the missus I couldn't duplicate, so I thought, well, just change it to another vowel. Why not? You know, easier for me just to write, easier
different
for me
other
to remember.
One. Rachel Riley didn't do you good that day.
No.
Rachel Riley refused to pull another I.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Instead. Does that mean if Tom, oh God, I'm so confused. If Tom has a kid, can he call it Tum or what's the other
Ooh.
One? Tam.
Tam.
Tam. Tam. Tam.
Yep.
Or like Tim with a Y, depending on who you ask.
Cool. Yeah. Bye, Dad. I basically, you know how I described to you how this podcast works?
Every time you swap over, I imagine the possession scene from like every film
Ash.
Ever, you know, like Tom's just shuddering and then his dad takes
Ash,
over.
I'm really sorry, I just need to tell my dad. Yeah, Dad, we all get 15 minutes each to be the host. I'm now the host. You can't do it.
Aww.
Guys, I'm the host now. Sorry, it's my turn.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, it's me. Bye, Dad.
He's the captain.
See you, Dad.
Now.
Yep, Captain Phillips. Basically what I wanted to talk about this week was, you know, when you're late in the evening, you're on a bit of like a YouTube like deep dive, you're going down the rabbit hole, you start on a tech video and you end up watching some crazy inventive Ethiopian bloke building a swimming pool out of mud or something like that, and you don't realize how you got there. But you did. Okay, well, now that you're both on board and you know what I'm talking about, I'm just stalling just to make sure I've got the guy's name right. I ended up
just while he fights his dad off the mic.
Yes, Dad. I ended up watching a bunch of clips and snippets of a guy called Alex Jones, who hosts sort of like a web series called InfoWars. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but he's a cross-American man, a big cross-American
man. Put chemicals in the water, turn the fucking frogs gay!
Yes, well,
that guy.
That actually was what sort of springboarded my idea for this week, because, yeah, he's a noted, wild and insane conspiracy theorist, and he believes that there are chemicals...
He was right about the frog gay thing, though. That's a truth. That's true.
Okay, right, well...
He was right about it. Do you know, have you heard about this? That there's chemicals in the pesticides they're using in the fields near all these frogs, and it alters the way that they produce I think it's estrogen?
Estrogen,
is
it?
He's right. Like, he's correct. It fucks with the way that they produce babies. But go on.
Just to fill the audience and Alex in, yeah, he believes that there is a chemical that's sort of been put into water and also pesticides that turns not only humans gay, but also frogs gay. And that really got me thinking about just absolutely batshit crazy conspiracy theories that have really no legs, but are funny nonetheless. So I've got one to start off with to tell you guys about, and maybe we can talk about other ones.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a great deal about conspiracy theories. I don't subscribe to many, if you'll pardon the YouTube pun. But no, please, Tommy, educate me. Give me a conspiracy theory to dedicate my every waking
hour
to.
Obviously, one of the most common ones that a lot of people are aware of is the fact that the upper class, the upper echelons of society, are actually just lizard people inside of human skin clothes, and there are real, actual human beings that believe that in the world. And I can't wrap my
Piers
head around
Morgan
that.
Lick his own eyeball. He's a lizard. You know, like geckos do because their eyes dry out. I've seen him. Corner of a room, just lick his own eyeball.
But do we class outrageous. Him do we class him as upper class, or do we actually think that he is just some sort of weird feral being that the news shows just got on to chat shit and get people riled up? Because I don't subscribe to him actually being a human.
Well, he's a lizard. people thought Queen Elizabeth, ironically Queen Liz, is a lizard. I don't know why I put it in past tense. She's fine, I assume.
I don't know. There is time between now and release date.
Oh, fuck. Alex, no!
Good
just a disclaimer.
Just saying,
disclaimer, nothing to do with us.
Anything could happen. I don't know. I've got a surplus of blenders.
Too many blenders, not enough lizards.
So with this lizard thing, you know, I've heard of this one. Just help me kind of define it a little bit. Shall we run through some popular people and see if we think they might be lizards?
If they are lizard or not. Yeah, good.
Is Simon Cowell a lizard?
I mean, looking at the guy's face, oh my God, no, he has to be a lizard. Yes, yeah, that one's a lizard.
He's definitely a lizard.
Sure.
James May from Top Gear UK.
Not a lizard.
Nice
Everybody's favourite dad. We
nice
love James
man.
May.
Not
nice
a
man.
Lizard. Okay.
He likes Lego. How could he be a lizard?
Is that a metric?
Lizards don't like Lego.
Famously, lizards hate Lego.
Okay. Elon Musk.
Definitely.
Not a lizard. Definitely an alien.
No, I think lizard. I think lizard, because we haven't defined where these lizard people have come from. They may be extraterrestrials.
It may be South Africa.
South African lizard boy.
So what's the conspiracy? Like, where do lizardmen come from?
Where does the actual sort of thought that there are lizard people inhabiting the upper echelons of society?
No. I am fully on board with the idea that everybody's a lizard. I don't need the history of the ideology. I need to know, where do the lizard come from?
Oh, okay.
I would assume people think it's like an alternate branch of evolution, like in that film. I want to say, I don't know the film. I don't know it. I'm a bad person. But yeah, there was
a
film.
I'm lost too, sorry.
Dude, there was a film where there was like a humans evolved along the dinosaur line rather than the ape line, or the reptile line rather than the mammal line. Because obviously it all splits off from somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody will know. Listeners, if you know what that film is, please let me know.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, I didn't come up with the theory, so I don't know where the reptilians came from, but I would imagine having just sort of researched...
You're not sure on the history.
I mean, okay. Researching it, like, extensively, and by extensively, I mean, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of idle Googling earlier today, I believe it comes from sort of, like, anti-Semitism back in today. Not that there isn't any anti-Semitism now, but I think that sort of that those that
but just that old-fashioned
that horrible disgusting that racist feeling of aliens among us, which I do not think is, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying, but people believing
Alex is going to edit this to make you sound really bad.
I'm going to sound like such a bigot. Oh my god. But that's where it comes from, I believe.
Me and my lizard friends, we're going to really goof you up now, Tommy.
Yep, Alex is a lizard. Yep. Now, Alex is too warm to be a lizard.
That's, you know, that's what we like people to think. I mean, we walk among you, me and my lizard friends. We subscribe to very unique ideologies, and we do some weird stuff. And, you know, but ultimately, it's all we all work towards one unified goal.
Enslaving humankind.
And that is to rid the world of all flies. You got it. You got it, buddy. We're going to eat them all.
They're actually all the anti-mosquito companies are actually run by lizard people. That's pest control companies that get rid of beetles and shit, cockroaches, lizard people. That makes the most sense. If you were going to be a lizard and you were going to eat insects, if let's say that's what their diet is, and not like the souls of small children.
So, like, I feel like that is one of the weirder conspiracy theories, but I feel like there are weirder.
There are weirder. Meghan Markle is a robot. How about that one?
I've literally just finished watching Suits, and Meghan Markle gets railed by Mike Ross like no robot could.
Well, okay. There's sexy robots now, man. Like, let's not discount sexy robots from anything. Also, they can do anything with CGI, mate. You know the moon landings? Yeah, CGI, mate. That's a joke. Have you seen CGI from that era? It looks like a Sega Genesis being skull fucked by a Nintendo Switch. It's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, I think though it's understandable that people, after watching 2001: A Space Odyssey, actually thought that the moon landings were faked, because the quality of the footage that was obviously transmitted back from the moon was that poor that really 2001: A Space Odyssey looked better, and so I can understand why less informed people would imagine that it would be easy for the government to fake that, but I don't subscribe. I can rationalize the thought process.
How do we like the hollow earth theory, the theory that the earth is hollow and that dinosaurs and shit still live inside of it? That was the plot to a movie, but there are people that believe
I've
that.
Seen people do digging. I've seen digging happen
before.
I've seen
before. A hole or two in my time.
So,
I would that. Like the idea that the planet that I live on is exactly the same as the one from Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. However, you know, I mean, tectonic plate movements and volcanoes, I feel like, would have less chance of existing if, you know, we were just a really tiny thin crust wrapped around.
What about
around
if the Earth is actually, the Earth is flat. The Earth is flat and it's on the back of a turtle. It's on the back of a turtle. Tom, you can't prove me wrong. I think the Earth is on a turtle.
That's not how scientific debate works. Yeah, you have to prove yourself right. But I'm willing to hear you out, Ashley. How is this so?
Well, every time there's an earthquake, you guessed it, your boy Tortoise Boy is having a bad day. He's taking a big old step forward. But then it's like cloudy and he's gone under a leaf in space, big space leaf that we can't see. No, I don't believe that. Do you know what is a really interesting conspiracy theory that I actually do buy into?
Go on.
It's Bigfoot. Bigfoot's got to be real. I love Bigfoot.
Based on
I love
what?
The idea of him.
Like, yeah,
well,
I like
there
the
has
idea
to be a
of
link.
Bigfoot, but what... Go on. Why is
well,
he actually
massive,
real?
Massive apes did exist. That's a fact. Like,
okay.
I can't remember what they're called. Massive apes, though, huge monkeys, exist. Like, if you had never seen a gorilla in your life, and you saw a gorilla, and nobody had described a gorilla, so you'd be like, oh, look at that fucking crazy hairy man. There's no reason to think that a large, intelligent hominid could not live inside of the forests of America. America has huge forests.
But also, there is also the idea, though, that, like, in poor enough lighting, somebody could see me, and I'm quite big and quite hairy.
Yeah,
I want to believe
okay.
That's the problem. And I try and avoid, like conspiracy theories that you want to believe in, because it's like confirmation bias. You want yeses, so you look for yeses. Alex would make a good Bigfoot, though. Maybe that's why I like Alex as a friend so much. Alex fills the gap that Bigfoot left in my heart.
I think I'd make quite a good Bigfoot.
What size shoe are you?
As a Bigfoot, I'd be playing jovial pranks on people. Shoe size, it's always been weird. Whenever I go to Clark's, they always have to get two machines and sellotape them together. I think the closest we've ever got is like a size 28 UK.
Okay, yep. How do you deal with shaving?
Oh, no, I don't do it. Whenever I get a razor to my face, the blade's always blunt instantly, because I've got very coarse hair, made it almost like steel.
Right, okay.
Where, on weekends, do you just traipse about the woods, or like, what's the deal?
I like to hike, yeah. I do like to hike. I don't like to wear clothes when I do it, though, so I always do it alone, and I always do it very late at night.
Nudist hiker, has to be.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Cool.
It's the best way. Best way. Right, you've got to feel the leaves brushing against your buttocks.
By the way, are you always very conscious of the fact that, like, people are looking at you whilst you're hiking? Are you always sort of, like, hunched over and, like,
shying
looking behind you
and,
like,
and shit.
Looking backwards?
I like to hike naked for my sake. I don't do it for anybody else. So if anybody else is there, they don't get to come to the show without buying tickets. So yeah, I'm always somewhat hunched over. If I see somebody, I do run very quickly. And I'm quite good. Yeah. I've gotten quite good over the years of not being photographed. Or if I do, it's always just this weird blur. I think it's something to do with the way the moonlight reflects off my steel wool fur. I mean, beard.
Yeah. Fur, I mean beard. Alex is a bad Ghostbusters movie.
Bad episode of Scooby-Doo.
What's underneath the mask? Oh, it's Alex.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you.
Like, yank, Scoob, let's get out of here!
Reggie!
Yeah, with your hair, you could be Scooby, or you could be a mountain gorilla man.
Actually, if you take the mask off, I'm just Mr. Carruthers.
It was the janitor the whole
old
time.
Old man Smithers. By the way, guys, just before the end of my segment, because I'm conscious that I'm about to run out of host powers, I did have an idea. For a little YouTube series where we force Alex to watch movies that he hasn't seen. You know, potentially culturally significant ones. You know, we could sort of cut that together with, you know, sort of...
He's never going to watch Cars 3, though, is he?
No, you see, the actual movie that I want him to watch is Scooby-Doo. The Scooby-Doo movie.
No, which one? Because I have done one.
The Scooby-Doo-vie.
You referenced one, I think, last...
You've done the first Scooby-Doo movie or the second Scooby-Doo
movie? You referenced
one
last episode about dressing up Joseph as a puppy to get him on a plane. I've done that one.
Yes. You've done the one where they go to Spooky Island.
Yes, I did that one.
Yeah.
Did that one.
Spoiler alert, Scrappy-Doo's the bad guy.
Scrappy-Doo is the bad guy.
Ashley, you can't say that. What if someone hasn't watched it yet?
Dude, that film came out in, like, 2004. Could somebody bleep over, I say somebody, Alex, you can bleep over me saying he who shall not be named.
Voldemort. Voldemort was in the Scooby-Doo movie. I remember it. It was my favourite movie ever. And Voldemort was in it, and he was in the back of Quirrell's head.
And it was Tom Riddle.
It's a really
was
exciting
name.
Crossover episode. On the subject of he who shall not be named, I am now the host. It wasn't on the subject of, it was a shit segue, but you can't stop me because I'm the host now. I'd like to talk to you both about something that will instill in you the terror, the cold drip of horror as you realise. I want to talk to you about why I think fear is so fucking cool as like an emotion.
Okay. Do you work for Monsters Incorporated?
I do, and I've been powering my lack of motorcycle and other transport. By screams. My house
Thanks,
is powered
Sully.
By light electricity, though. Sully doing a great job. He's my fave. Personal, he's bae. Mike Wazowski, not so much. Little Green Ogre Boy, do one. But yeah, I want to talk to you about how I think fear is something that human beings don't deal with enough now.
Right.
When was the last time you two, as adult human beings, you know, apart from Alex, who was an adult Bigfoot, when was the last time you felt true fear?
Easy.
Like, freeze you to your core.
Easy. So the other day, I woke up, my wife got ready, she went out for the day, and it was just me in the house, and I was enjoying some me time, and there I was, I was vibing it, I was doing podcast things, and then I reached the end of my energy.
Just jacking it, just absolutely just jacking it.
And then I went, and I started jacking it. And I heard the terrifying noise of a key being put into the lock, and I felt fear and I felt terror.
Okay, cool.
You ruined my punchline by joking about me jacking it, when of course I was jacking it.
I mean, I can't really remember the last time I was like, I do. I watched a movie called Hereditary, and it's like, it's not a conventional horror film in the sense that, like, it make you do jump, you make you go, huh. It's just like there's a slow build up to just extremely worrying and horrifying images that are displayed to you that you can't look away from, but they do be scaring the shit out of you.
That's the thing. I don't think anybody's been frightened of a horror movie. I don't think it's possible, because it's just a
you
movie.
You watch Hereditary then.
It's just,
go watch
Tom,
it then.
It's just a movie. It's pixels.
Yeah, Alex, I understand how media
Tom,
works.
It's just
like,
little
it's
red,
just
green,
and
or
I can
blue
turn
squares.
The thing
that's
off.
All it is. There's nothing to. Nothing can get you.
Yeah,
it's light.
I understand that.
Alex is the kind of guy to punch a ghost in the face. Like, if Alex couldn't do a haunted house because he'd just bomb the person. They'd jump out and he'd be like, "Oh, an intruder!
You're not
dead.
Pixels."
Well, this isn't real, is it? Well, this isn't scary.
Real,
I just know
you.
You're an actual human. I'm a Bigfoot. No, like, I get that it's a fucking movie.
I just don't understand how you can be frightened of it. I think the point Ashley was going to make at the start is, way back in day, when we were out hunter-gathering, it was frightening when suddenly you turn around and there's a big tiger there. Like, that's frightening. In modern society, we don't have that. If you are looking to be frightened by something and you go, oh, yeah, I know, I'm going to watch some pixels move about, that's not fear. We need more fear in the world.
But it is what... Tom, liking horror movies, is that because we enjoy that part of our head being stimulated for once?
Do you know what? I know
we
exactly
do roller coasters.
What it is,
we
honestly.
Chase risk, and a lot of animals don't chase risks.
We're so far removed from being hunter-gatherers that there's no need for us to, you know, look over our backs anymore or be scared. So I believe that, you're right, Ash, in the sense that, like, activating that part of your brain does make you feel alive. It's like when you go on a roller coaster, the simulation is getting so close to death, but knowing you're going to be okay. And the same thing with horror. You see a spooky demon, but you know that the demon isn't haunting you. You know it's not real, but it does still, it gives you the creeps.
Fear is in that same class of emotions as rage. So there are obviously good emotions, like happiness is the best emotion for me, and I like to feel happy. But in terms of really fucking productive emotions, fear is one of them because you get that fight or flight. But I think rage is very much on par with anger in terms of getting shit done.
You can do things when you're angry that you cannot achieve when you're not angry. And I'll give you an example. When I have an argument with my partner, I do the dishes.
Oh,
I do the dishes. I get the vacuum cleaner out. I reorganize the workshop.
That sounds like passive aggression.
It's terrible. It's terrible because I... Yeah, but I haven't got any actual direct aggression in me. Have you met me? I haven't got
See, I had an incident where my motorcycle was blocked in at my old place of employment by some heavy materials, and it wound me up so much over the course of half an hour to the point where I was able to pick the fucking thing up. I just harnessed rage and used it for fuel.
Good on you, Alex. Power. Well done.
Thank you. It was just a brag about how strong I am.
Just big strongman. Well done, Alex.
Thank you.
He's so strong, which is why he is also Bigfoot and has no fear. But no, I think fear is cool and it's underrated because it is the reason we are here. Fear of the shadow in the night or the moving thing in the woods.
That's
you know
an
when
interesting
you're asleep,
thought.
Half asleep, you look in the corner, there's a dressing gown, you look at it and, oh fuck, it's an intruder. And then you look again and you go, oh,
it's my nice, fluffy, warm dressing
gown. That part of your brain is the reason that you're here.
An interesting byproduct of that, though, is that you know how we, as like humans, we see faces in everything. So you look at a house that has two windows on the first floor and the front door. Yeah, we see faces in everything. I think that that's a byproduct of being so fearful of seeing things when it's dark or we're out at night, that we make faces out of things because it's part of that fear and that evolutionary sort of drive to be as safe as possible at all times.
That instinct over the course of many hundreds of years has obviously saved people, and those people have gone on to survive because they've looked mm-hmm. between the bushes and seen the face of the thing and have had the opportunity to run away, whereas other people looked at the bushes and said, oh look, a primrose, and then were eaten to bits.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we live in a world where we don't get eaten very often.
Don't worry, darling. I'm going out hunting and gathering. I will bring forth a feast fit for you, my queen. And off I popped to Tesco's, and I got some minced meat, and I cooked up a lovely chili for us all.
God, that was like you're quoting me. Chili's my dish, baby boy.
Oh, but it's also Tommy's dish.
Yeah, it is my dish too, so...
Whoa. We've discovered something here. Who would win?
This is my fear, that I'm going to get out-chillied.
Who would win in a chili contest? I would win the chili-eating contest.
Yeah, because you would eat both the chilies,
I would eat both the chilies, and I'd be a full-up boy.
All right, are we doing... Tom, are we going to make chili for Alex?
We can make chili for Alex. And listen, I'm not a sore competitor, so I don't want to sit here on this here podcast and give it big licks that I make the best chili. However... I do make a mean chili, and if I make one thing well, it is a chili con carne. So we'll see.
That part of my brain that sees frightening things, it's flashing now. I feel the fear palpable
danger,
as I look at my slow cooker. I'm panicking, my hands are sweating, my heart is beating.
Do you want me to make you even more frightened?
Oh,
my secret ingredient.
Oh,
dark chocolate.
I also use dark chocolate.
Shit.
I use beer too.
Oh
shit.
I like the sound of Ashley's one. The one what's got beer in it.
Won't get you pissed, sadly not.
You don't know how much chili I'm gonna fucking eat. You know me.
You need to eat. I'm frightened of Alex's chili eating competition.
I'm gonna eat so much of your chili that I'm unable to drive.
I'll be above the limit.
We're full circle now, because I'm actually fearful of what kind of state Alex will be in after eating all of the alcohol chili. So
no, oh my god, we really have come full circle. We've gone no, Tom, the circle's bigger than you think, because I eat all of the chili and I am pissed out of my mind. I'm unable to drive home, so I've got to get the bus, but oh my god, I've still got leftover chili. Hey Steve, how you doing? Do you want some chili?
No, I've got it. Step further.
I'm with
You're on the bus. You're having your chili with Steve. You're obviously absolutely wankered, and Steve is sharing your chili. The bus driver, infuriated by your decorum, your behaviour, kicks you off the bus.
Yes.
You've now got to stumble through the forest to get home to Beth. Unfortunately, your clothes have gotten ripped off through all the brambles, and now you're stumbling about, and some hikers try and take a picture of you.
I fell over, didn't I?
Yeah, and Bigfoot, there you go.
No, don't do that.
And the photographer... The photographer taking a picture of you stumbling drunkenly through the woods covered in hair with half a bowl of eaten chili takes a photo, and he's so frightened that the part of his brain that controls patterns makes him run off.
Yes, there we go.
It's a circle within a circle within a circle.
Podcasts are a flat circle.
Honestly, I think in terms of continuity, this is the best podcast we've done did so far. Well done, guys. I'm really proud of us.
Full loop. Can I get a fear is the mind killer? Is that the line from what's that from? Fear is the mind killer.
You've just said words, unfortunately, Ash.
Oh, hang on, someone's at the door. Yeah, come in.
Oh my god, it's
oh,
Tom's
hi Tim,
dad.
You all right?
How did my dad get all there?
Right, boys.
Hello, Dad.
I took the train. Hello, son.
A shared hallucination.
Hello, mate. Hello, how are you?
I am tired because I ran here.
I thought you said you got
the
train.
You guys live, like, a long way away from each other.
I ran. I towed the train. I pushed it.
Tim, you're so
I'm
strong.
A very serious man. My name is Tim, and I'm your dad, and I'm here on the podcast now.
Alex, what have you done with my dad? Because we both know that he's not a very serious man and that he likes his cider and he likes to make dumb jokes.
He's actually been taken over by a lizard. Sorry, Tom, your dad's a lizard now and we're gonna have to blend him. That's all the jokes. We've got all of them.
That's it. We've done him.
That's it. We've
smash
done
the
it.
Fuck out of this one, man.
This is a
we podcasted. Well done, guys.
As far as value for money goes, we really maximized.
We pushed them all out. You know what they say, if you have to force it, it's probably shit, and we didn't have to force it.
No, and do you know what? I'm very much looking forward to getting my podcasting certificate through. I'm really excited.
I heard yours got lost.
I'm just upset that we hit a greatest episode just so early on. It's only down from
here,
boys.
This is outrageous.
Until we get to some kind of funny number like 69.
Nice.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking about throwing in the towel now. I don't think there's any point.
Well, that's okay. Tim can replace you.
Yeah, Tim will take your place.
All right, boys. I'm back again.
Tim, lads.
Just me. Serious Timmy. No jokes here.
Alex, don't say anything. Don't move. My dad has just come through the podcast studio door. I don't know who's in your house, but you need to get out now.
This is a Skinwalker horror story. Do you guys know about... I'm still host for the next 3 minutes, so you best lube up. You guys know what Skinwalkers are. Did you ever read like any of the internet horror stories about Skinwalkers?
No.
Was it a creepypasta? If it was a creepypasta, I probably read it.
It was super creepypasta. Alex,
okay.
Let me set the scene. The one that I read, at least, was written in...
Go ahead, Dungeon Master.
In green text, but it isn't in green text. I'm going to tell you it as I remember it. It's probably shit. But, you know, we'll be out here repping. So, this guy's camping with his dad. And then in the middle of the night, his dad gets up and gets out of the tent for a second to go for a piss. The guy goes back to sleep.
I roll a perception check.
You fail.
It's a five.
I'm afraid you see your dad has left the tent. And you know that he's not going to be back because he's gone for a piss or a shit.
Four. Did a four that time.
I'm afraid not, mate. A four doesn't.
Well done.
A four doesn't.
Sorry, Ashley.
Tell the story.
Ready for your story.
Tell the story.
That's it. I've run out of all jokes now. I'm ready to listen.
Fantastic. You wake up in the morning with your dad. He's didn't come back to the tent last night. And you wake up in the morning and he stood outside the tent and he turns around and your dad's voice, he goes, "Pack up the tent, son." And you pack up the tent and you get in the car and it's dead awkward and there's this weird smell of copper and rotten flesh. And you get home and you go to bed and then in the morning you wake up and your dad's outside the door and he's just stood there looking at you and you can smell that smell again. And then 2 days later, your dad, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is in the bathroom staring in the mirror and you go into the garden and your real dad comes running down the garden. Who is that man in your home, Skinwalker? I can't tell horror stories. I'm too jovial.
That was a good horror.
Was it super horrible? Were you guys frightened? Did you have the hair raising?
It was definitely horrible.
It was horrible and that's all I was after. I have achieved. Stephen King, I'll eat your fucking face, mate.
And that's the opening line.
Stephen King, I'm going to eat your face. Stephen King, I'm not going to eat your face. That, the first line, it's just, Stephen King, I'm going to eat your face. That's the, you know, the thank you page at the start. I'd like to thank my wife, I'd like to thank my cat, but also Stephen King, I'm going to eat your face.
And I think, to sort of like round things off with a nice bow, that would be a good place for us to end the dumb, stupid podcast that we do right here.
You said doo-doo. No one else going to call him out on that. Okay, don't worry, guys. I will. No, I think we nailed it. I think this is the best podcast ever made ever in the history of man.
Well, before we close off, I did just want to say again for the people that have listened all the way through to this mostly inaudible piece of media, thank you for sticking around. Thank you for the support. If you guys could head over to the Instagram, you know, chuck us a DM, give us your thoughts, give us any suggestions. We'd love it. That's at the 33% majority. And that's going to be percent the word, not the logo, because the Zuckerberg wouldn't let us have that. But yeah, just thank you guys for sitting with us for an hour or so. And
kitos kun tele mesesta.
Wow.
You did it.
Ironically, that's Finnish, and now this is finished. You guys like that? Any Finnish listeners out there, can I get a slide into my DM, tell me how good that was? Come on, you know you want to. It's the 33% gang.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for listening. I've been your host, Tom Hutchinson.
I've also been your host, Ashley Hall.
And I've been your host, Alex Springthorpe. And I've been your host too. It's me, Timmy.
Thanks, Dad.
See you next week.
See ya. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.